Thank you, Madam Chair. A very good afternoon to you all, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to bid a brief and cordial welcome to the delegation. We trust that this will be a fruitful dialogue for ensuring effective respect for human rights in Honduras. I'll be referring to issues 6 and 7 of the list of issues concerning violence against women. The committee would like to begin by thanking the State Party for the information provided in the responses to issues 6 and 7 of our list concerning progress in combating violence against women. This progress has also benefited from the support of UN agencies, UNDP on occasions. We also welcome the adoption of the law on shelters, and also we welcome Parliament's reading of the law on purple alerts, alerta morada, which you referred to. But nevertheless, you don't say anything about training for judicial operators and police officers, because they don't really apply the law with a gender perspective, and they're rather chauvinist. So we'd like to know how many appeals have been made over the last 5 years and their content. In the report, the State Party points out the National Statistics Office and the Women's Ministry drafted the first national survey on violence against women and girls over the age of 15, and then it recorded that 52.8% of women and girls over the age of 15 have undergone some form of physical, psychological, sexual, property or financial violence during their lives, or face discrimination at least once in their lives. So in light of this data, I'd like to know if you plan to undertake action which is specifically designed to eradicate this kind of violence against women. We also thank you for the data about the domestic violence courts in 2021 and 2022. Could you please tell us about how many convictions have been handed down and how many restraining orders have been issued by the domestic violence courts during the course of 2023? We also thank you for the information about the cases heard by criminal courts in 2023. 24 of them were for femicide, but according to the unit on the violent death of women and femicides of the National Violence Observatory, violence got worse in 2023 with 380 violent deaths of women, which is an increase of around 24.2% compared to the previous year. This figure includes the death of 46 female detainees who died at the National Women's Social Adaptation Prison on the 20th of January 2023. Can the State Party explain this disparity in the figures? Also, we've heard that there is mass underreporting. What measures are you going to take to mitigate this situation, particularly when it comes to femicide or the murder of women? Could the delegation also provide the committee with information about any specialised protocols available to judges, prosecutors and the Specialised Criminal Investigation Agency, as well as the Police Investigation and Health Services, about investigating violence against women? We're also missing information about two issues. Firstly, the current state of the Holistic Act against gender-based violence, and secondly, prosecuting crimes of violence against the LGBTI community and sex workers. Could you provide us with that data? I'd also like to follow up on the question which Mr. El Haiber asked a few moments ago, and this is because the committee is worried about women suffering coercion and harassment, particularly when it comes to ways of disparaging their ability to hold elected public office or to work as civil servants. In the pre-electoral and electoral context of 2021, there were 21 cases of political violence against women. 57.1 of them was physical, verbal or psychological attacks which tried to intimidate women on the political forum and preventing them from fully enjoying their political rights. What measures is the State Party